producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in, hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. My next guest reminds me of that first Jurassic Park movie. You remember Jeff Goldblum's character? He played a guy named Ian Malcolm who specialized in chaos, the chaos theory. And in that, he made this statement that life finds a way. My next guest does both. He finds a way, and at the same time, he causes chaos with the whole notion that you can control guns and behaviors of people. From Defense Distributed, we're joined for the first time at Genesis Communications Network by Cody Wilson. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill. Good to join you in the new place.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. So let's do a real quick recap. What was it, about a year ago, year and a half ago, you introduced the Liberator. The whole, and you never meant for the Liberator to replace my concealed carry gun. You just proved that you can't control guns, can't you? I mean, that and that turned the whole world on its ear, didn't it?
Yeah, it was a signal of not a constructive disorder, but of a kind of absolute disorder that the future wasn't going to be managed.
Cody will claim to be an anarchist, by the way, so he really likes to stir the pot, and I'm really glad he doesn't decide to get in talk radio because I'd probably be out of a job. Now, with the Liberator, that was just you proving the concept that there's really no way to restrict an idea, wasn't it?
That's right, and also there's a bad moral habit on the part of political progressives and liberals, especially in the United States, to believe that there's a party of science and the future and partisans of the end of history always telling you that, well, you're clinging to your guns now, but give it up, you know, we win in the end. This was a way of communicating that, no, the end is much more bizarre and unanticipated than you had imagined. It was stealing their future away from them rhetorically, and it was very powerful for that reason alone.
Now you took a little time out after the Liberator. The Liberator got out there, and it wasn't just the Liberator that you printed. I mean, you printed magazines. What was the AR-15 magazine? Which one was that one? Was that the Schumer or the Feinstein?
Yeah, I was going to name it the Feinstein. I named it the Cuomo, actually.
Okay.
I believe in February, Cuomo and the New York government passed that, the New York Safe Act, and it was a kind of immediate response to, yeah, you're real safe, and so we dedicated it to Cuomo.
But there wasn't the AK magazine, one of them was named after Feinstein, as I remember.
Right. That's right. We named the AK mag after Feinstein. It was always my idea to name a mag after Feinstein, but when her bill started getting eclipsed in the congressional debate and the state legislature started acting faster, I realized it was less important to kind of nail one of these things to Feinstein's name than to kind of be in the moment and be flexible and go ask somebody else.
And you also 3D printed AR-15 lowers, didn't you, that functioned?
Yeah, and that's pretty much the most, in 2012 and early 2013, that was most of the Defense Distributed activity, just going out to the range every weekend, testing a handful of different AR-15 lower receivers printed in different technologies and with different designs. And we just kind of taught ourselves basic engineering on that one, and that's kind of how we got to where we are today.
Yeah, that's the one thing I need to point out. Cody is not an engineer. He was training to be a lawyer, and he's out there turning the gun control world on its head. Now, by the way, are the plans still available for the magazines and the AR-15 lowers? Did they restrict that as well as the plans for the Liberator when you first put them out there on the Internet?
No, sir. No, they didn't restrict those. They didn't name them, and I think they knew that it would be political trouble to name those popular files. So those files are still all over the internet, and in fact, a couple of those files are back up on my new website, and we'll be joined by a few others at deathdisc.org. So those things are publicly available for download all over the internet in case you feel like printing them. And of course, now we've also got the ability to mill some of these articles, and that's kind of what I've been doing now.
Yes, I was building up to that. Now, Cody likes to take a stick and poke the eye of politicians, and his tabletop CNC machine pays homage to one of the most ignorant gun grabbers out there who has no idea what a gun does, by the name of Kevin De Leon, who actually did you a favor by coining the phrase ghost gun.
Right, yeah. Trademark or defense distributed.
Did you trademark Ghost Gunner?
Yeah, I did, actually. So I trademarked the terms Ghost Gun and Ghost Gunner, which, as far as I know, developed by California politicians, focus groups that communicate the terror of the idea that someone could make a gun by themselves without buying it at Walmart or from a gun manufacturer. But, you know, we all know that this has always been the way it was in America and how to make a gun. But anyway, we realized, you know, instead of running from an idea like this and cowering, they ended up becoming incredible marketing tools. And I put that to the literal effect and had Kevin De Leon sell our new Ghost Gunner machine.
For those that have never, give out your website, because I think that may have changed a little bit from the last time I was actively giving it out.
Probably. Yeah, well, defense security can be found at deathdisc.org, and our new machine you can find it from there, but you can also go to ghostgunner.net. You can Google Ghost Gun. It's a big story at Wired. There's a couple of stories on it at Wired and on Google. And basically, we're taking pre-orders right now for the machine. I was only prepared to sell about 100 of them, but we ended up selling about 100 every single day so far since they went on sale October 1st. So I'm trying to sell as many as I think we have capacity for, but I can't promise anything past, you know, the next 24 hours.
Well,
there's demand, Bill. It's like the people want to exercise their rights. Who would have thought it?
Who would have thunk it? Now, we're going to talk about the ramifications of the Ghost Gunner when we get back. But I do think it's important. You announced this on October the 1st. And
yes, sir.
You have sold how many now? Today's, what, the 5th, the 6th? How many have you sold in the resulting 4 or 5 days since that was announced?
I believe today is the 6th, and we have sold just south of just south of 500. And, you know, that ain't bad. So I'm happy. And, in fact, frankly, we're going to have to grow to keep up with this level of demand. I only thought, best case scenario, we'd have to make like 100 of them. And now we're having to make them well into the new year. So, you know, thanks, America.
this is a problem for Cody, because Cody likes no organization. Anarchy reigns, and now Cody's you're having to get accountants and, you know.
Oh, yeah, it's so much trouble, man. How can you even keep a straight face and say you're an anarchist and you have to organize a corporation?
Organizing a corporation and everything. Doing it from the inside, tearing it up from the inside. The other thing that I want to point out is, this, I'm just waiting to see where the pushback is going to come from. We're going to expand on that too. I don't see how the ATF, I'm sure they'll try. I'm sure they will try, but we're going to go back in the history, which I'm sure you know a little bit more about it than I do, as far as the dynamic of the 80% lower and why you thought that the Ghost Gunner would be a good idea to bring it to market and everything, and that's all coming up in the next segment. Well, not all of it. We won't get it all covered, but we'll spend time till we do. Defense Distributed, you can find them on the internet. Look for the Ghost Gunner. It's a little tabletop CNC machine. You do have to sit there with it, but in about an hour, you take an 80% lower with it, and you turn it into a functioning firearm. No serial number required. As long as you can legally own the gun, nobody ever has to know that you have it. And that's all being brought to you by Defense Distributed. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
newsflash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door: the jamb, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under 70 bucks. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Live from the Frog Group Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming from the creative mind that brought you the whole, he just turned the paradigm of gun control on its ear. Joining me again from Defense Distributed is Cody Wilson. And he's got the ghost gunner out now. Now, Cody, for somebody that knows machining, that has things like drill presses and knows machining, that's not who the ghost gunner is for, is it?
I'd say it's not targeted to that group that is capable and comfortable doing a lot of their own hands and manual tooling and stuff with guns, but if they could still use it.
They could. Yes, they could. Now, for those, see, like me, I've got two 80% lowers that are still wrapped in the stuff they came in and still sitting in the box that they came in because I'm not a machinist. I don't know anything about doing this. And if I get a ghost gunner, I can build two more AR-15s that nobody will ever know I have. Well, nobody that counts anyway.
This is true. And you know, I should probably take the time to say that yes, Defense Distributors releasing software with this ghost gunner machine, and obviously we're marketing it directly for its capability to finish lower receivers of the ARs and the AR-10 and 308. But of course, it's a programmable machine, and we're not locking it down as our property. So anyone can program the ghost gunner to machine any kind of small parts or the gun parts that they like or desire. And so in that respect, it might be useful for anyone, and in fact, people even outside of their hobbies and interests, and specifically guns.
I guess the only limitation on that was it would have to fit in the machine in order for it to fabricate it. Is that right?
Oh, there you go. Yeah, of course.
That's the only limitation on it.
If you want to machine it, make sure it fits in the machinable dimension.
but once again, that's the same, and it was the same way with the 3D printed guns. This is, you know, while everybody was out there saying, who knows who's going to print this and all this other stuff, it's not quite as simple as going out and getting a printer and clicking on a file and saying, print, is it? I mean, you got to understand how to manipulate CAD files. How much does the 3D printer cost that you guys were using to print the Liberator?
Oh, right, yeah. Printing is a very fussy activity even now. The printer we used was an aftermarket or purchased on the secondary market. It was a $10,000 machine. We got it for about $5,000. That's unreasonable for the normal kind of hobbyist. I mean, and even then, it required constant babysitting and attention. And this was a machine that was made for the industrial level, so to kind of weed out all of those small do-it-yourself problems.
So it's you didn't care that they were not factually correct when they were attacking you at that particular time, did you? That wasn't what that was all about.
You know, it's not about facts, and like both sides understand that. It's about, if you'll allow me, right, a certain spectacular tactics. You know, we're both trying to compete with images and video to tell a more compelling story. One about, you know, there's different levels. One is about a possibility of political ramifications, and then the other might be about the future of technology or the future of society. And so it was really a competition of images, and our images just ended up being more compelling because, you know, a plastic gun in a really weird alien configuration just captures the imagination.
Right. Yeah, it does. Now, I personally, I know that that kind of industry is a cottage industry, and a lot of people do it. But I have no idea what the numbers are. I do have an idea because one of our mutual friends, Dimitri Karras at Ares Armor, when the ATF raided him, and they took his polymer lowers that they said were actually guns, but when they stole his polymer lowers, I think they were going for like $80 a pop, and they took $500,000 worth of inventory.
Wow.
So doing the math, I can say that's a lot of polymer lowers. And that's not counting the ones that he makes that are stainless steel or out of any other material. So really, truly, we don't have any idea how many people are out there taking and machining 80% lowers. We just know that it does happen. It's completely legal, and it's not required to have a serial number. And there's no ATF involvement with that gun when it originates. The ghost gunner has completely thrown open the doors for that industry, hasn't it?
That's right. Yeah, this is a tool directly marketed for this specific trade, which is a trade in 80% receivers and the individual or hobbyist passion for that market. So, you know, we're not really interested in the gunsmith here. We're interested in the person who says to themselves, you know, I'd love to make an AR-15 for myself or my block. my community because I'd like to be prepared. Or I don't think the government has any business knowing about my gun. And whereas before they might have felt inconvenienced by having to machine that themselves or even worried about going to a gunsmith to have it done, maybe now they might feel like with this machine that they can more capably do it themselves and not have any bring any other parties into the equation.
Well, I mean, and for me, right, for me.
Well, of course, it's for you, it's for your family, and it should help you feel that you can do the entire process yourself now, close the circuit.
Close the circuit. Yes, I like that idea of closing the circuit. Now, we're coming up on the next break. I want to ask you about some things that I'm sure you've already considered that, you know, just playing devil's advocate, and I know you play that well.
Okay.
Yes, yes, you do. Yes, you do. And I swear to God, one day I seriously believe that your brain will be beside Einstein's.
No,
or at least the tissue samples. Well, I mean, every time you open your mouth, it's a tectonic shift politically for all of these. I mean, you kick up so much dust.
So we've just come so far politically. We've just gone so far into a theater of the absurd that I'm a full humble voice reminding people of the impossibilities of their own castles in the air. I'm just the voice of reason.
Simply seeking to highlight the absurdity. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and a little bit more than highlight, tear down. But of course, it's really more about like, hey, that's a nice plan you have there. Watch this. Oh, sorry, I guess your plan doesn't work anymore.
Well, I mean, before you came on the show, I was talking about New York, Safe Act, one of your favorite places. And the Safe Act did not stop this serial rapist from getting out after being in jail for 6 years for raping. And going out and getting three victims just a week ago. And he got a gun. He got a real gun, too. The Safe Act did not keep him from getting a gun.
They don't... And here's the thing. This is a level of discourse that these liberals, these progressives, they invite you to participate in. They want you on this level of statistics and figures and concrete empirical questions of recriminative aspects and... take it to another level, because you're never going to win on this ground, and they don't care about the numbers in the end. They care about getting you with numbers in the beginning, and they don't care about numbers themselves. You got to get them with these bigger, grander schemes. You got to pierce their dreams and take them away from them.
Thank you, sir. Hang on. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
You know it's coming. The signs that you're starting to age. The wrinkles that weren't there before. Those sudden lines. But what if you could hold back those signs for years to come? That can happen with a proprietary new anti-aging complex that reinvents looking younger. It's like a delete button for your wrinkles. Our philosophy is simple. No wrinkles allowed. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or go to nowrinklesallowed.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-317-6432. I know that sounded bad, but I was about to cough, and I stifled it because I am a semi-professional. Joining me once again from Defense Distributed is Cody Wilson. Cody, with the Ghost Gunner right now, is this going to be regarded as a power tool? I mean, is this the kind of thing that one of the things with the 80% lower that a lot of people get in trouble with is if somebody supplies them with the machining, you can't take your 80% lower if it's no matter what it's made out of and take it to an outside agency and have that machined out for you. You have to do the work yourself. So is this going to be regarded as simply a power tool that can be loaned out?
If the question is how will the ATF specifically regard it, I don't know. We're not gonna be the ones writing the letter. If the question is just one a simple analogy, it's much more like a tool. It's certainly not a service. You have to tell the machine to do what to do, and the machine is inert and doesn't do anything until you direct it. No one else is directing it for you. It's not handled remotely or over the internet. So it's really just like a desktop printer or any other peripheral you might stick to your computer. You run the right software on it or teach it to do what you want. If this is at your direction and a tool that you're manipulating for your own use.
That's one thing. This has to be hooked up to a computer of some form to actually do the machining, doesn't it?
Oh, well, yeah. So this, the Ghost Gunner 1 does have to do that. We've experimented with prototypes that would come preloaded with firmware where you could just have the machine by itself, turn it on and go. But just out of raw convenience and timing and everything, this first generation is, you're going to hook it up to your computer with a USB cable.
Now, one of the things in the gun industry that has also become a bit of a cottage industry, like Jim Fuller at Rifle Dynamics, he goes out and he takes a box load of parts, and if you pay X amount of dollars, you can, under his supervision, build your own AK-47. It is highly supervised and everything. Is this going to be the type of tool that some of these guys can employ if they want to do something like that? Because it's still going to, he's loaning out tools and he's loaning out expertise. He's not doing anything hands-on. So,
well, I guess at this point, it's important for me to say I'm not a lawyer and this is not legal advice. But this machine is going to be a piece of your property. If you own it, someone else can do with it as they see fit. I could see a machine like this at build parties, and I would not recommend that people use it for specifically commercial activities, because then they'd be in the business of manufacturing firearms, and that entails an entire different regime of regulatory requirements. So everyone should know the law and not immediately jump into manufacturing low receivers of these for other people. But as long as what you're doing is legal, then you're allowed to do it with other people.
Well, I mean, one of the things that I'm thinking is, like, if somebody wanted to use the build party, in addition to bringing yourself and maybe a pair of gloves and everything else, you might have to show up now with a laptop and download the software yourself and actually execute everything from all of your property and be the one pushing the buttons. Does that sound like it might fall within the legal okay arena?
I mean, that sounds fine to me. And, of course, we'll have to see if the ATF gets all upset about things like this. At the same time, I don't see why you couldn't just use one computer and one ghost gunner in a build party room. So I don't know. You know, it really depends.
That's still sort of up in the air, isn't it?
This is a pure question of, I mean, it just comes down to the ATF decision-making process, which is obscure and difficult, somewhat mystifying. And, of course, opinions and opinion letters don't apply broadly. They only apply in specific cases and questions. So there's no way to know, because we have an imperfect and, frankly, adversarial regulatory process. So, of course, there's no fast answers here. They want it that way.
Have you heard from them at all? I mean, if you do you think they've noticed that you've sold 500 of these things?
Sure. They're not the only people that know, something like this. We have lawyers for things like this, and we got opinions from our GTA counsel and other people, and we don't go near the ATF unless we have to. That's out of a bunch of precaution and a measure of self-preservation. So, you don't go where you don't have to go, and you don't invite in trouble when you don't have to, and so we've stood clear.
Well, I mean, really, truly, the question I would have for the ATF, I mean, CNC machines, which are used by a lot of gun manufacturers, which you have a manufacturer's license, you're not actually making guns, you're just making the CNC machines, and you've made one that people can afford, that they can sit on their table in the dining room, and that's and it may be a little purpose built, but at the same time, like you said, anybody could get into it and redesign CAD software and program it to start cutting paperweights or clipboard clips that fasten to the clipboard or whatever they wanted to do. So really, truly, this is sort of a gray area for them. They're probably scrapped. How do we come down on him? We got to do something. I mean,
well, I'll be honest with you, Bill. In matters of law, I mean, a gray area means it does not apply. I mean, there isn't actually a clear legal foothold for these people, because, like you pointed out, this is just a neutral piece of industrial equipment. And, I can make a gun with a hand tool. I can make a gun with a drill. And lots of these manufacturers don't have to have FFL to sell you machines. And this is just a machine. Well, they can be as mad as they want. The problem is, we've sold you a general use technology.
That's just
funny. What are you going to do, right? I mean,
nothing.
We all know that everyone's mad about it, but what are you going to do? You know, they set the rules, and now we're playing the game.
See, this is why you specialize in what you do. I'm being asked if the ghost gunner drills the selector pin and trigger group holes.
Yeah, it drills out the trigger well, and then you put it on its side, and you can do the bolt and the pin holes and stuff as well.
This is not now the execution of this task. This is actually more than one task, and you have to reposition this, sort of like you do even if you're using a jig, that you have to constantly reorient that on the 80% receiver, right?
Yeah, in our workflow, there's basically one change. So you'll mill out the trigger well, and then once that's done, you'll put it on its side, and then you'll do the horizontal holes. So there should be one movement.
So from time to downloading the software, if you've got that in the computer, you plug it up to the ghost gunner. You stick the 80% lower in it. You hit start. What's the turnaround time to where that is a finished piece? Did we lose Cody? Yes. Okay. Obviously, somebody doesn't like what we're talking about. I think it's about an hour from start to finish. But we're coming up on the next break. Search out the Ghost Gunner. There's all kinds of video on it. And, of course, Defense Distributed, where you can still... I've got some of the magazines that go in the AR-15. Those things function. They function well. I have used one of them about... I've run 8 loads through it. They do function better with a true AR-15 magazine spring. Okay. All right.
It's weird, man. I can hear you, and I thought I was talking to you, but you couldn't hear me.
You know, I get that a lot, but most of the time that's just happening in my head. From start to finish, is it about an hour once you've got everything lined up and you hit the start button?
Yeah, that's our benchmark, that's our standard, and the whole process is designed to be able to do it for you in an hour without too much wear on the machine. So also I should point out, you know, let's say machine unplugs or something. I mean, once it starts going, you can unplug it, plug it back up, it just keeps going from where it was, and even if you get lost and the part moves down, it can find its way back again. So it really tries to take care of the user. It really has the kind of inexperienced user in mind, and is trying to hold your hand as much as it can.
Very good. Hang on one more time for me.
Yep.
We'll be right back on a Monday with Cody Wilson from Defense Distributed. This is Lock and Load.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Final time on the firing line. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Fog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Talking to Cody Wilson from Defense Distributed, although some of you may know him better as the Ghost Gunner now. I guess that's what he'll be. Sort of like Napster. You're going to be sort of like the Napster.
Oh, man. Yeah, probably. But in all the bad ways that entails.
Well, that's all right. Napster, you know, he got slapped around for breaking copyright. You're making it up as you go.
Yeah, he's slapped down for everything. I'm going to Al Pacino. They're going to Al Capone me, too, one day. It's going to be tax law the next day. You name it. They're going to find something.
Theoretically, the Ghost Gunner, you could take the Ghost Gunner, and if you know how to manipulate CAD files, you could apply this to AR lowers and AK lowers. And our friend, our mutual friend Dimitri Karras, you know, he sells 80% lowers for lots of different things besides the AR. Is that something that you programmed in your mind? Let's make it to where it can be used for lots of different things, or was that just a happy accident?
No, that's on the table. But, you know, it seemed to me that we needed to harden and narrow the brand a little bit. And if we could clearly communicate that this thing will do 80% lowers and was designed to do them, that would be a more effective strategy than just saying, hey, and it's a good machine for all kinds of things. So we kind of led with the AR.
Decided not to go with the Billy Mays model. But wait, there's more.
I don't know. What do I know? Not much. I'm only been at this for a little bit. But it just seemed to me, my instinct was, you know, people would appreciate the communication more that, look, you know, say what you will, maybe, it's, you know, there are other machines for other things. But this machine will mill 80% lowers to 100% for you, and it'll keep doing it, and it's designed to do that. And that's something, a message that people are responding to.
Any idea how far the machine will go in its original configuration as far as durability yet? I mean, you probably haven't had a chance to go that far, have you?
Well, we've done destructive testing with the first couple of prototypes, but yeah, the machine we're building now is more rigid and stable than the others. I've seen some comments that are like, well, it doesn't look like it's built to last a long time, but I think this is going to surprise a lot of people. Heavy, rigid, stable. I think there should be some pretty good use on it, and the only real consumable would be the end mill, which is only $25-$30 for a place. So this might have some service life to it.
Yeah, I think it might. Oh, I'm being asked, it also does the lowers for the AR-10 as well. You mentioned that. Is that a different? I guess it has to be a different configuration because it's a little bit bigger, isn't it? Or is it the same size?
Mm-hmm. No, I think it's slightly bigger. But it's still fits. I think we've still got a quarter-inch clearance horizontally. So yes, it still fits. We, you know, you have to have a different jig. We don't supply that jig on day one, but we are writing the software to the AR-10. So physically, it is possible.
So, is now I can see this. You know, let's see. You've been selling 100 a day for the last 5 days. And I don't think you're saturated yet. I think this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, well, I'm worried, man. I texted my guys this morning because we're selling so many this morning. I don't know what happened. Like, people saw it last week, and they had the weekend to think about it, and now everyone's like, you know, here you go. So I'm really thinking we might have to up the price or just quit. I don't know how to absorb all this demand, and it troubles me.
Well, the only thing that troubles me about it is that I know that this was not your last idea.
Yeah, no, I got pretty good, but the next one's pretty good.
I know we've seen two, and those two are pretty good. And the only thing better than the latest idea coming from you is the next idea. So, is this going to – you're going to have to – I guess what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to get really organized and hand this off so that you can continue to sit down and rest your chin on your thumbs and –
Well, we've been growing, you know, we've been growing. We got really capable people, and I don't call nerves if there might be any out there. Like, if this isn't something I'm going to quickly jettison off to somebody else. We're going to make sure that we're meeting expectations and producing a machine that we said that we can produce for fuel, and you know, be dedicated to supporting that business and putting those files out there and creating an environment where this thing can grow and continue to be used. So I don't think the Fence Distributor will get out of the Ghost Gunner anytime soon. But right, you know, we started this company as a creative, propagandizing and anarchistic, you know what I mean, like ideological apparatus. The goal wasn't to become a hardware company. So all of a sudden now we have $1 million business. Okay, well let's get a handle on it. Let's put the reins on it, ride the dragons a little bit. But let's not lose sight of the fact that the Fence Distributor is still built on challenging the paradigms of gun control and expanding the Second Amendment outside of just this narrow hardware range.
I would imagine that if you decided to make a T-shirt that says "I'm a ghost gunner" and sell that separate from the machine, you could probably finance your next idea.
I think you're right. Well, look, the ghost gunner itself is doing a pretty good job, but I think T-shirts would be. You know what? I've been slow, man. What can I say? It's a small operation. If I was a real hustler, we'd have some shirts up already.
Well, I mean, I'm just looking at you further on down the road. You're going to have parts replacement that you're going to have to, you know, you're going to have to handle the parts to replace on the machine and firmware updates and software updates and all this other stuff. So I can see. I'm just wondering who's going to be the next one that tries to emulate you.
Well, we're keeping the machine open source. I don't know if I even communicated to that yet, but I mean, we're not patenting the machine. We're not patenting any configuration, keeping everything open source and using a lot of open source parts in the build. Same thing for the software. So we actually hope to see competitors or other perhaps traditional players in the gun space try to do what we're doing because there's an obvious market here. There is demand.
Well, here's my thought on that. See, you were first, and what I see in a lot of times with the gun industry, those that are first seem they're perceived as to be the best, and everybody else is just copying it. And what are they going to call it? I mean, okay, it's open source. You have trademarked Ghost Gunner. So what are they going to call it? You're the home 80% lower forger. I mean, that's never going to fly. That's never going to fly.
They'll call it something lame, but you know, the proof's in the pudding, man. If it works, it works, and people can get over cheesy marketing. I mean, the gun industry does seem to suffer from a bit of cheesiness from time to time. if anything, it's about time companies like Defense Distributed and it just shows some classic taste, man.
Well, I mean, what was it? Back to Dmitry Karas, he has called one of his uppers or one of his lowers the Obama.
Sort of
taking a page out of the Obama blaster. And, you know, it seems like I know it's not about being notorious, but it does splash. I mean, there's a lot of really good products that come out that one thing that nobody talks about really because it hasn't made that big of a splash. SIG has got some gun coming out with a flash hider that the ATF has classified as a suppressor. So they're in this big legal battle over this, but it's not anything that's made this big splash. But then you come out with the Obama blaster or the ghost gunner.
Yeah,
you know, it's a tsunami. I mean, you guys are smart. Yeah.
I think at the same time, too, that, I mean, you know, Dimitri's angle is a bit more, you know, obvious, outrageous edge about causing not just a stir, but, you know, kind of like really maximally offending. And I think it works for him. And that kind of attitude is really interesting and exciting for me to see the gun company, because the compliance is so the mainstream attitude. And it's okay to test boundaries and be controversial, even in a risky industry. So I think Dimitri's a great guy, but I would distance ourselves just a bit and say Defense Distributed is about demonstrating superiority of virtues and also showing a superiority of taste.
Yeah, but I can't help myself. I'm just picturing getting a ghost gunner and putting an 80% lower that's been forged out by a ghost gunner on an Obama blaster upper now.
Exactly. Yeah, combine the concept of Defense Distributed and the raw hatred of Ares Armor, and you have a beautiful combination.
Tell everybody how to find you before we run out of time.
Cody Wilson, you can Google Defense Distributed, you can Google the Ghost Gunner, deathdisc.org, ghostgunner.net, and we're selling Ghost Gunners at least for the rest of the day, but I can make no promises, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it'll be more than the rest of the day. I have that sense, and I guess I'll talk to you later about the other thing we talked about, since you've already... You beat my expectation.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, the secret thing, ladies and gentlemen. We'll let you know next time.
Anyway, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Yeah, Bill, a real pleasure.
Way to go. Way to go. Thank you, sir. All right, folks. All right. That is a wrap. This is an exciting time. And the Cody Wilsons make it exciting. We'll do this again in 21 hours. Remember what I always say. Everybody stay safe. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.